Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So this morning I'm driving in, right? Yeah. Heading west on I-10. Uh-huh. Everything looks normal. And I see a police car with their lights and sirens on the other side of the freeway, you know, screaming down the freeway. And I'm like, ooh, boss, somebody's about to get a ticket. And then like 30 seconds later, I see two more police cars doing the same thing. I mean, and hauling butt down the freeway. And then like 10 seconds later, a couple of more.
Wow.
Dude, I counted before I got to the spaghetti bowl.
Uh-huh.
I counted 10 police cars.
Wow.
Hauling butt down the freeway.
Dang,
lights,
man.
And sirens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was the light on at Krispy Kreme?
I know. I don't know what was going on. And I still haven't been able to find anything on any reporting, any Facebook pages,
mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Huh.
And I'm like, what the heck was going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, okay, this is weird, but maybe there was like a call or something, you know, who knows? Maybe it was something that, you know, turned out to be nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why we're not seeing anything. And then I've gotten two phone calls from listeners who were like, did you see all those cop cars on the freeway?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they still on the freeway? And this one girl goes, no, but three of them just zoomed past me. I'm going, oh, my God, Becky, what do they know that we don't know?
Yeah, right?
I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Because about 5 o'clock is when the light first turns on at Krispy Kreme. And you know what that means.
I know, right?
You got to get them while they're hot.
That's right.
And fresh.
It's the only way to do it, man.
So maybe you should call the Krispy Kreme over at Tinseltown and see what's up.
But yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, stuff like that, it's going to weigh on my mind all day. All day. I can't stand not knowing what's going on.
Well, they got a PIO. Call him.
No, there's no point. They're going to say, oh, well, there was a call, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Right, right. They might surprise you.
Yeah.
Well, then, so then you're not that curious.
I am curious. Maybe I'll shoot him a text.
Yeah.
I'll shoot him a text and see what's
text?
Going on.
A text?
Yeah.
There's much easier to ignore. Believe me.
No, phone calls, you just like, you hit that button twice and it's gone.
Just swipe. See ya.
That's what I do in Monica calls.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, oops, sorry.
Right.
I left my phone in the other room.
Yeah. Well. At least it wasn't a horrible accident.
As far as I know, there's nothing that's been reported. And, I mean, I came in at 4:30, so I'm like, I don't know.
And it can't be a robbery or a stabbing, or they'd be heading towards the Northeast.
I'm Michael.
So,
jeez.
You be sure and keep us posted.
Okay.
And shoot that text out.
As soon as I find out, I'll let you know.
Facebook, sometimes people share way too much information.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't mean to. They just can't help themselves. Sometimes they mean to because they're just mean people. Okay, well, this one is a little of both. It's the latest Mike and Trisha Morning's Facebook fight. I have assembled the acting troupe, and we're about to act out one that we've titled Pregnant Wife. It's got a twist at the end.
Right.
It's rather awkward.
Okay, let's see here. Let's do, Emily, you be Alan.
Okay.
All right, so Alan, you got to be a little manly on
this.
You got to do a good man voice.
Yes, you do.
Okay, and then I'm going to be Erica.
All right.
And then, Mike, you're going to be Steph.
Fine. I'll try to girl it out a little.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
Be sure to congratulate my wife, Stephanie. She's pregnant.
Erica.
Congratulations to both of you!
Alan?
Not me, her. It's not mine.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow is right.
Wow.
Erica?
Wow. Not good.
Steph?
Alan, you forgot to mention that we're no longer together and that you have a new girlfriend.
Erica?
Dude. Don't put stuff like this on Facebook. If you guys aren't together, you have no business posting her private info here.
Alan.
But why? Congrats are in order.
Erica.
Well, you're right. They sure are. Congratulations, Steph.
Steph.
Please, Erica, don't you start to. Erica!
I'm not congratulating you on the pregnancy. I'm congratulating you on getting away from that D-bag Alan.
That was good.
Facebook fights on Mike and Trisha Mornings. When we see drama on Facebook,
we act it out. Kiss FM.
Let's narrow it down a bit. Let's talk best fries.
Okay.
Like in the world.
Okay.
It's according to foodbeast.com. It's another one of those you know, food-related websites, right? They ranked, the editors, ranked the 10 best French fries that you can get at fast food joints.
Okay.
Okay? All right? What do you think is going to be on there?
Well, I know McDonald's is.
Yeah, they sure are. Here, let me read down the list for you. I'll start from 10 and work my way down to 1. KFC's potato wedges are at number 10.
Too thick.
Too thick for you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you liked them thick.
I do, but fries, I like them to be a little bit thinner.
Taco Bell's new season fries is number 9. Now, see, I'm sorry, but I think because you've seen the commercials.
Yeah.
I don't. It's the cheese.
Yeah, it's not the fry.
You dip it in the cheese.
Anything will taste good when you dip it in liquid cheese.
Absolutely.
Come on. I'll eat this piece of paper dipped in liquid cheese.
That's just like chocolate.
Yeah.
You dip anything in chocolate and it's going to taste good.
Well, sure.
I mean, that's why, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'll have those grasshoppers.
I know. Yeah. Because they've got stuff on them.
Yeah. Yeah. The grasshoppers that debuted, you know,
right.
For baseball this year.
Right.
They're dipped in chocolate.
I mean, come on.
Come on. Of course. Yeah.
That's just an edible spoon at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. I wouldn't oog out at that.
No.
I'd eat that. Same thing with these Taco Bell seasoned fries. It's not the fries. It's the fact that they give you, you know, the cheese that you dip in.
Sure.
And everything's good with that cheese.
Yeah.
Five Guys Fries is at number 8. I'm so down with that.
Okay, those
are good. I don't
even
know why we're having this silly conversation because hands down, I don't even know why it's at number 8. Hands down, those are the best fast food fries.
You think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All you got to do is look at the bag that they give you.
Oh, yeah, no.
When you get that bag full of fries and that thing gets covered with grease stains,
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know, right?
You know that's going to be good.
You're like, that's a recipe for fabulous.
Absolutely. It's like 50% fries, 40% salt, and 10% whatever they cook it in that
right?
makes that brown paper bag turn all greasy.
Exactly.
That's the best combination, like, ever.
It is.
But no, Food Beast is like, they're only the 8th best. At number 7, and I can't vouch for these because we don't have a Del Taco. Their crinkle cut fries are at number 7.
I don't like crinkle. I do not believe in crinkle cut fries.
No, what don't you like about crinkle cut fries?
I don't like them. I'm a purist. They've got to be straight up and down. I do not believe in crinkle cut fries, and don't even get me started on waffle fries. That's just an abomination. Do not even give me waffle fries.
At number 6, Popeye's fries with Cajun seasoning.
No, yeah, I don't like seasoning, but I like like Popeye's fries. They're good.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
and those are good.
Five Guys.
Those are good because you fry chicken in them too.
Well, yeah.
In the same grease.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Wendy's French fries at number 5. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're okay.
I like them. They're pretty good, especially when you know
dip them in a Frosty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Forget you, Mr. Dip of Cheese. I'll take a dip of Frosty
right?
any day.
Exactly.
I can't vouch for number 4 because I've never had a Shake Shack.
Oh, I can.
Yeah?
Delish.
But they're crinkle cut fries.
I know, but they also have straight cut fries. So if they're talking about the crinkles, no.
Yeah, number 4, it specifically says crinkle cut fries.
No.
The 4th
no.
best,
okay,
they
then
say.
I don't buy it.
That Shake Shack, you'll find those in like East Texas.
Right.
Arby's curly fries are number 3.
Wrong. No curly fries.
No.
Another just... Don't even do that.
Yeah,
why
no,
you got to
no.
mess with the fry?
I don't want anything curly on my fries. Nothing curly. If there's something curly in my fries,
I know. I'm taking them back.
I'm asking for the manager. Uh-oh. At number 2, Trisha.
What?
Chick-fil-A's waffle fries.
Yeah, no. I knew that was going to happen. No, see, here's why that's number 2 on the list. It's because people are hypnotized by their fabulous chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
That's why. And yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, the fries.
Oh, these must be good.
They're thinking about the chicken sandwich. Right. They're not thinking about the fries. They're just hypnotized.
And number 1 on the list, according to the editors
whatever.
Of Food Beast.
McDonald's.
That's right.
Nope, sorry.
McDonald's are considered the goat of fries.
The best French fries in any fast food joint that's, you know, a big one.
Yeah, any national fast food joint.
Yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Stop it.
Because they make all their corn dogs in there.
Oh, they put them in the same, they dip them in the same
oil.
Grease.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you something. Wiener Schnitzel fries, I will pass up McDonald's fries every day of the week.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to Wiener Schnitzel, by golly, I'm getting a big order of fries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't had a Wiener Schnitzel in a long time. And, you know, now that they don't have one here by UTEP any longer.
Right, right. Yeah. No way you're going to go to Airway, which is probably the closest.
Yeah. And there's no way I'm going to Airway or Northeast or anywhere else to get me, you know, to even try those things.
They're fabulous. They are fabulous.
I'll take your word for it, but I'm pretty sure they're no Five Guys. Those are the bestest, like, ever.
Those are delicious.
I challenge you. Challenge you to find better fast food fries than the fries at Five Guys.
Now, this is not a national chain. This is local. But I finally got the chance to go to the newly reopened Charcoaler.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have really good fries back in the day. And then towards the end of their run, the original run up here on Mesa, they were like, I wasn't digging the fries.
Like too soggy or
too
something?
Too soggy. Clearly they had made them in advance. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this sucks. I can't believe you guys are messing with your fries. But no, they're back.
Yeah.
Best fries in town.
Yeah, you think?
Best fries in town. Hands down, I would rather drive across town for their fries than go to Airway to get Wiener Schnitzel.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there are no Five Guys, though. Plus, I refuse to go to any place that'll charge me to drag their burger through the garden. I'm sorry. But hamburgers have to come with lettuce, tomatoes, and onions.
Nope.
And that should be built into the price.
No.
Don't charge me extra.
No.
And for that, I won't even go try their fries.
Well, good. More fries for me. Good. I'm glad.
Yes, because that's what we both need,
Trisha. I know. More fries. That's what we need. Kiss FM.
So I was just reading an article about celebrities. You know, they're just like us.
Yeah?
Celebrities have irrational fears, too. Mike and Trisha Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Yesterday, we learned that three people were stuck in Carlsbad Caverns in the elevator.
Yeah.
740 feet below.
No.
For about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is a very real fear.
Yes.
A lot of people could relate to that.
Yep.
I also read where a lot of people were like, yeah, no. Not going now.
I know.
It could happen. It could happen anywhere.
Sure. You could be in a hotel and it could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's a very real fear. And then there are irrational fears that many people have.
Right.
Like, what is it that Monica, is she scared of something?
Monica's...
She's weird. I know that she likes to sniff erasers.
Yeah, I was going to say she's weird because she likes to sniff erasers.
That's her thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But does she have an irrational fear as well?
I don't recall...
Maybe I'm confusing it with the sniffing of the eraser thing. But a lot of people have irrational fears. I, for example, have an irrational fear of something happening to me while home alone.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever I'm the only one at home, I don't lock the doors.
You don't?
I don't lock the doors. Because if something were to happen to me, how's anybody going to get inside?
True that.
You know? And so sometimes if I get really panicky, because I'm prone to panic attacks.
Right.
I will go outside.
Sure.
Because I figure if something happens to me,
I'm out.
I'm already outside.
Somebody will see you fall down.
Surely somebody will wonder why there's a guy passed out on the driveway. Right?
Yes.
Or at least that's my thinking.
Sure.
It's an irrational fear. And the chances are nothing's going to happen to me at home.
Of course.
Unless something happens to me because I don't lock my doors when I'm home alone. But that's a whole nother thing. But celebrities, they're just like us as well. They have irrational fears themselves. Tyra Banks, for example, she has an irrational fear of dolphins.
Dolphins?
Thinking about them, talking about them, confronting dolphins. She ain't down with that. She has an irrational fear of dolphins. Your favorite Kardashian, Khloe, has a fear of belly buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't like to touch them.
Right.
Doesn't want anybody touching hers. A fear of belly buttons.
That's going to be very odd when she has her child.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with the nastiest belly button ever.
I know.
Yucko.
Nicole Kidman has a fear of butterflies.
I've heard that.
Yeah, specifically butterflies' bodies. She
right.
does not like the way butterflies' bodies feel. She has a fear of being made to have to touch a butterfly
body. Well,
then
don't touch them.
Scarlett Johansson has a fear of birds. She says it's something about wings and beaks and the flapping that freaks her out.
Right.
Totally freaks her out. So she has a fear of birds. Not necessarily that they're going to peck her eyes out.
Yeah.
You know, from the movie Birds.
Right.
But just the flapping and all. And Matthew McConaughey, he gets anxious and nervous, and he does not like revolving doors.
Oh, yeah.
He has the fear of getting caught in a revolving door.
Right, right.
You know, and then there you are, and all you're doing is going, all right, all right, all right. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? You keep going, all right, all right, all right.
Lord.
No? Okay, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. Whatever. You know you're going to use that one someday.
Sure.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.